So last week, guys, we discussed delegation. So if you're not sure on what or how to delegate tasks in your business, go check out that video. But today, guess what? We're talking all about automation. And I know the word gets around a lot these days, but trust me, guys, when I say it's crucial, it's crucial. Because let's be honest, there's only one you, right? And it's a whole 24 hours in a day. So I'm going to be sharing with you guys things that I do myself and how you need to jump on this automation train ASAP. Okay, guys, welcome back to Raising the Bar podcast, which is the best draping podcast on the internet. And as always, I'm your fabulous host, Precious Stevens, aka the Draping Queen, bringing you the ins and outs of the event draping world. Now, guys, here at the Posh Academy, we only believe in dropping those gems. So in every episode, we discuss the secrets, the challenges, and the untold stories of event draping. So let's drape it up and dive in. All right, so let's start with task number one. That's going to be your social media scheduling. First off, we're talking about social media, right? Let's just face it. Nobody really feel like doing it. I don't know about you guys, but that is not like the thing I get excited to do in my business, right? But social media is what? It's your digital megaphone. And you want to make sure that your voice is heard loud and clear, even when you're off the clock or when you're not doing active things in your business, right? Now, I've been using a couple of tools that really make posting as easy as pie. And it keeps our feed really fresh without being glued to my phone. And guys, it works like a charm. But be careful using some of these platforms, actually, because some of the platforms don't like you using third-party apps to auto-post or things like that. So sometimes you could more or less hurt the algorithm than actually help it. But you just got to kind of test it out and see what's working and what's not. At the end of the day, it's really all about just being on people's feed without you having to physically do it every day. So I love the automation tools. They work like a charm. Like I said, some of my best ones that I like and I've used for a long time was RecurPost. Now, what I love about RecurPost, guys, is that it will have evergreen content. Like most of the time, if you're using a scheduler, once you schedule the content out, it's gone. It can't recycle, right? One thing with RecurPost I loved about that, it really did really good with my groups, guys. But if I had something that I want to post every Monday, I could just schedule it that one time and it would recycle it every Monday. Or if I had a certain, some kind of certain schedule I wanted to keep to, that was the best platform for me to use, because other platforms I would use or other tools I would use, once you schedule it out, it's gone. And if you want it to, you know, populate again, you would have to go and schedule it again, or you would have to physically do something again. And I'm all about one and done. So RecurPost for me was amazing. It did have a couple of limitations. And then I did see some of my group posts may not get as much traction as it used to. And that's when, you know, the apps like Facebook started getting real wonky and like, no, we don't want you to use this. We want you to stay native in the app. So I ended up stopped using it, but I use just about all of them, guys. I use the Planoly, Panoly, call it however you want. But that worked for me as well. I liked it. I think it was when I was using it at the time, I think I didn't like the upload feature. I can't really remember because it was quite some time ago, but I've used that. I've also used, well, no, I couldn't quite get Canva to work. I don't know what was happening over there. So you guys help me out because I use Canva a lot. But for whatever the reason, to auto post to my social media, it never worked. So if it worked for you guys, get the conversation going down in the comments and let me know if it worked for y'all. Because right now I feel like, I don't know, is it just me? Well, what's some other ones that I have used for auto posting? I also use Hello Woofy. Now, it's funny because Hello Woofy, guys, is a really, it's really robust. Like, I love Hello Woofy because, again, it has the recycling post. It just have a lot of, it has so much different things you can do. And you could schedule things on a certain schedule. You could schedule one-off posts, and you can do it for the long time. Like, the last time I've used Hello Woofy, I'm still using it to this day, but the last time I've actually created a schedule was probably about 4 months ago, and I created a six-month schedule. Now, it was good because I didn't have to worry about scheduling posts out, right? I knew something was posting about what I wanted it to post about. What was bad scheduling things out that far in advance, you'll forget. I forgot what the post was about. So when people would comment, I'm like, what is she talking about? And not to mention, you know, I would forget that I created this post. So you definitely want to stay, you know, mindful of what it is you're posting. But guys, get yourself a posting, some kind of posting app, because it can do all the heavy work for you. But one of the biggest things I'm gonna leave you guys with is natively scheduling, even for my accounts now, which is what we do, helps a great big deal. You can use all of the features that the app, that the platform itself has. So we natively schedule on Facebook and Instagram using Meta Business Suite. And I have really seen my analytics like just shoot through the roof because I'm using all of the features that they have. Even on YouTube, I natively post on YouTube and I'm no longer really using apps, but main thing is you just want to schedule it out, guys, and kind of automate the process. That brings us to the next one, which is email marketing campaigns. Guys, there's marketing and then there's email marketing, right? Like, realistically, you're going to hear a lot about online marketing because a lot of people are in the social media world. Guys, I'm an email marketer. Like, for me, it still works in my business. I don't have to get, you know, bogged down, worried about if the platform is going to show people my post or if they'll be able to see it. If they can, I ain't got to worry about that because for me, email marketing still works a great deal. A lot of people think like, Precious, how's email going to win my clients? Baby, because you get to have a conversation with them, right? At the end of the day, I want to tell you, automating this has been like finding a gold mine. It keeps our audience engaged. And honestly, it does all of the hard selling for you, right? And everything is on autopilot. Some think emailing is dead, but guys, it's not. Emailing is really great because once someone signs up to be on your list, baby, that's your list, right? You can reach out and touch them anytime you want. The truth, you know, a lot of people say once you have an email list, like it's like printing money. And realistically, it is. If you have and develop a good rapport with your email list, guys, you can pretty much print money. If I had something I'm working on or it's something I want to get for my business, at the end of the day, my business is supposed to pay for itself, right? I'm out of the phase where I got to come out of pocket and put heavy investing into my business, unless it's something I really want. But I can set things up like, this is something I need. Okay, let's go ahead and set this up, you know, where we can generate the income to pay for it. And for the most part, guys, that's why you don't really see me marketing a lot on social media, because I am in those emails. That's where it happens. Social media is just weird, right? They will, if you put a link in your post, they won't show it to many people. If you put a video in your post, they got too much control. And I don't know about y'all, but that's my business. I built that baby from the ground up. So I need to be in control of who I can sell to, when I can sell, and you know, how things move in about in my business. So guys, I don't know if you're not utilizing email marketing as of now. You definitely should consider it because it's a win-win. All right, so I want to ask you guys a question. I want you to tell me in the comments, how are you guys right now scheduling your appointments? Because that's our next one. Appointment scheduling is really key to really, you know, having your business streamlined, right? Imagine never missing a client consultation because your booking system is on autopilot. I've set this up and it's like having a personal assistant who never sleeps, right? I am trying to tell you, it's a game changer for keeping the calendar full and the business booming. Now, it wasn't always this way though. When I didn't have this in place, I was double booking clients. I was missing follow-ups. I was doing everything, right? It just was a whole big mess going on because I'm very forgetful. I'm just going to put it out there. I don't know about you guys, but I'm very forgetful. I'm juggling a lot in this brain of mine. And I've even had appointments that were scheduled that I totally forgot about because it wasn't on my calendar, y'all. And that's never a good look, right? I don't know about you guys, but you always kind of, you want to show up as the professional that you're telling everybody that you are. Nothing is worse than someone having a scheduled call with you or a scheduled time slot or a scheduled consultation and they're on a call and you are not, right? So these things, guys, you are juggling all the things. I'm trying to tell you, you're juggling a lot. This is a really small, tedious, but important task that you can easily automate to where everything is kind of happening seamless. Because that is going to be, especially if they book in a consultation, that is their first experience with you. And I don't care how much you try to save yourself, if you mess it up, that first impression is everything. Scheduling, some kind of scheduling tool so that they are able to go ahead and book. If it's a paid booking, they can, you know, go ahead and pay. They are all, they have access to the link. Therefore, when it's time to show up, they're showing up, you're showing up, and that makes for a good experience right off the break. Now let's talk about inventory management. Guys, this used to be such a headache. You know, keeping track of all of our fabrics, all of our accessories, I'm trying to tell you. But with the right automation tool, it's like everything on auto sort, right? It saved us so many hours and quite a few costly mistakes. I don't know about y'all, but I used to do this all the time. I would buy fabric or equipment or accessories that I already had in stock. And that was because I didn't have a tracking system, right? 2022, guys, I kid you not, was my roughest year for inventory control. I had so much of the same stuff. It was sickening and it was frustrating. I would have things that I purchased and, you know, when you come to bring it home and you go to store it or whatever the case may be, you already have it. I don't know about y'all, but for me, that's frustrating because I'm looking at it as if I could have spent this money on something else. Or I could have got a color I didn't have. And now I got to double down and get rid of it because I got double the amount that I need or something like that. And I would do this a lot. I'm trying to tell you, it was like so frustrating, and which it kind of forced me to find some kind of inventory tracking system because I had no clue of what I've already had. Like, you figure, it's so many different colors and so many different textures and so many different choices when it comes to fabric and color and equipment. Guys, you could easily lose track of what you have, right? So definitely getting some kind of system for the inventory tracking. When I first got into inventory tracking, I used the Square app. And I didn't even know that they had this inside the app, right? Like, they have an inventory control system. And I like using it because when I'm out, I can easily go in my phone and I can look at what I have, the amount I have for that color or whatever the case may be, and I could make a better informed decision if I need to buy more or no, like, you have enough. Once I did that, it just kind of made all, it just made all the difference for me. And I kind of did that for about a good 2 years, right? But once I became when I had my Shopify site, it really didn't work as effective because I couldn't keep inventory accurate because I was just having a lot come in and come out, right? I was buying a lot of inventory, and then, you know, we were selling a lot of inventory, then people would rent inventory. It wasn't robust enough for that. So then I had to really learn the Shopify system. And guys, once I learned it, I could go in my phone on the drop of a dime and I know exactly what I have in stock, as opposed to saying, oh, I don't know. Somebody can call me up and say, hey, do you have this amount or I need this amount? And I'm like, I go in my phone like that and I check it. Oh yeah, we can handle that order. As opposed to, let me check and get right back to you. And that was always kind of like the story. So guys, figure out how much inventory you have. That way you'll make better informed decision of what you need and you're not wasting as much money. I know I did it and I would hate for you guys to do the same thing. And that brings us to the final one, which is financial tracking and invoicing. Guys, this is last but not least, but it's important. Financial tracking and invoicing is like the soul of your business. It's like having a wizard in your pocket. Automating this, it just means that you spend less time in crunching the numbers and trying to figure this out, and you spend more time in creating magic with your fabric or your equipment and figuring out what the next income goal is, right? And you could do the task that's needed for you to actually make it, right? Because nothing is worse than having to hunt a client down to get paid. I don't know about you guys, but I've had to do that and it's not a good experience. And if you did ever experience that, guys, I want to hear your story. Tell me, y'all know I like having the conversations down in the comments. We have a whole party going on down there. Tell Tell me about that story in the comments. And you'll be surprised that someone else probably experienced that same thing, right? When someone owes you money, baby, and they don't have the money to pay it, or for they don't want to pay, whatever it is, you hear all the stories. You hear all the excuses. You hear everything. Guys, nobody got time for that. So you definitely want to make sure your money is secure, it's handled properly. You know what is due. You have some kind of automation process in place for where you can just get paid without having to track somebody down. I normally, if I'm doing any kind of payment arrangements or things like that, I'm not sending an invoice. I'm sending a credit card authorization, or I'm sending some kind of link where it'll be auto drafted, because, you know, I deal with too much volume with customers. I can't figure out if Susie paid her invoice, or I don't want to wait for Tim to pay his invoice, because that's not how my business don't flow that way. Right? So guys, if you can automate this process, definitely do so. They have so many different payment processes out there that could do it for you. I have all the payment processes in the world because people like paying, you know, different ways. And I have Stripe, I have Shopify payments, I have Affirm, I have Klarna, I have Sezzle, you name it, we have it, because we, you know, we want to make it easy as possible for someone to buy from us, right? And we don't want to have to sit around and manually keep giving out these invoices. So definitely find ways to automate that system. They're the ones that I actually use. You could check them out. The thing I love about the Sezzle and the Affirm buy now, pay later options, even though Stripe offers payment plans, but you're taking the risk. Like if I set up a client on a payment plan, it's totally fine, but I am taking the risk if they do not pay the next premium. However, with the buy now, pay later options, I really love those options because you're not taking the risk. The risk all falls on the company, right? So just kind of keep these things in mind and see how it is that you want your business to be set up. All right, guys, that's a wrap on automation. Remember, it's not just about ease, but it's a necessary step to really streamline your overall workflow in order to scale your draping business. Now, if you guys like anything I said in today's video, then why not show your girl some love by liking this video and subscribing to the best premium draping channel on the internet. And hey, I'm all about the chat. So drop your favorite automation tools in the comments, because you know we love giving away bonuses around here, and I love talking to you guys. So be sure to join my membership, where we do private mentoring sessions and drop exclusive backdrop tutorials. The first to join our membership gets a free I'm Raising the Bar t-shirt. And guys, be sure to tune in next week, because we're talking about a simple routine that you can do every day to land that first high-paying client. Thank you guys for tuning in. And as always, keep hustling and raising that bar. I'm Precious Stevens of the Posh Academy, over and out.